This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we just rubbed it. I'm rubbing the lamp. We got him on the River Islands guest line as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, Lathrop? Who do we got today? Who am I talking to?
Kate Scott.
Oh.
Kate Scott is the genie in the lamp.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh, you guys said it was a guy, and I'm throwing you off on that.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
Is this Jim Cosimore?
Yes, it is, my friend.
Oh.
How are you guys doing? Oh, I need two cups of Joe this morning. I got Spadoni and I got the Butcher. I got two Joes right in my face. I love it. What a great morning show. I love listening to you guys. I'm using the Odyssey app. I'm all over this stuff. I hear you guys all the time.
I love you so much. Coast. When I saw last night that the Niners signed Mac Jones, you were the first name that popped into my head. I swear to God.
Thank you. I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet yesterday about Mac Jones. Was it noodle arm guys?
Yeah, noodle arm pocket quarterbacks. It's like
Yes. It's
like Shanahan is Thanos, and he has to get the last Infinity Stone of mediocre pocket quarterbacks with noodle arms. And so Mac Jones is just one of the many gems.
You know what I like about this pick? You know what I really like about it? Assuming that they keep Brock Purdy. And is that a fair assumption? Are they going to keep him?
It feels like it, yes. Yeah. They're going to pay him,
okay,
too.
Okay, so if they're going to keep him, I like having a backup with similar skill sets.
Ooh.
That way the offensive line doesn't have to change what it does. So God forbid something happens to Brock Purdy, and it has happened in the past where he's gotten injured and had to miss a game or miss part of games. The next quarterback up has a similar skill set. He's going to do a lot of the exact same things. That way the offensive line doesn't have to change their cadence. I really love this for the San Francisco 49ers. I wanted the Tennessee Titans to sign Mac Jones, but I love him for the 49ers.
Tighten up? Who are they getting? Are they getting Cam Ward? They getting Shador? They're getting someone. But Jim, of course, he wanted some.
That's like me with my Giants.
Yeah.
Hey, Coz, as we're joined by Jim Cozmore, obviously, 95 former 95.7 The Game host, Bay Area legend, now chilling out in Tennessee. And by the way, still Friedman's Appliance legend, Jim Cozmore. We got the Red Tag sales event.
We got big stuff coming up later on in
Absolutely.
May. We got some big stuff over at Friedman's, people.
Can't wait. And we'll talk about that at the end of this because, Jim, I just like Chasky, I was floored by the whole Mac Jones thing a couple years ago. Obviously I was not a host then. I was just the producer, but I felt talking to my Niner friends that you can't touch Mac Jones. Mac, you can't trade up to the number three overall pick. I was like, well, they trade up to the number three overall pick. They didn't even know who they were taking, which is insanity as its finest. I just, for the life of me, Coz, the amount of callers that we've had today comparing Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and talking about the gap between them not being that wide. Like,
okay.
Does that sound insane to you, the gap between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy not being that wide? Because I'm talking about a guy in Brock Purdy was an MVP candidate just two seasons ago.
Is that because of the system? Is that because Kyle Shanahan, in his best, he schemes guys wide open, and it's pitch and catch. He doesn't have to throw into the tight window. He doesn't have to make the hero throw. Is that part of the reason that we say, hey, maybe these two guys have similar skill sets and can do similar things? In some ways, maybe I agree. For instance, I would say if you keep Brock Purdy, you better not sign him to the $60 million a year deal because you're just going to handcuff your team the way the Jacksonville Jaguars did with Trevor Lawrence. I think he's going to have to come in at a much more affordable price because then you can get those superstars around him, and that's what made Brock Purdy better. That's why I think Mac Jones is the exact same or the exact guy the 49ers needed as a backup. I think your callers might be right in this instance. You don't necessarily need to have a guy. Not everyone's Peyton Manning. Some guys fit the right system, and that's not a pejorative. That's not a bad thing. Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan might be peanut butter and jelly because Kyle Shanahan can do what he does best, and Brock Purdy is smart enough not to get outside of his skill set. And Mac Jones, I think, is the same thing. So, you know what? The more we talk about this, the more I think your callers might be right.
No, because what does that signal to the organization? If we drafted Mr. Irrelevant, he balls out, and then we're not going to pay him? Like,
no,
doesn't that
pay him?
No.
But just not top.
I'm not talking
dollar.
60, but I'm talking $50 million around that range. Maybe it's 3 years, $150 million guaranteed. But like,
no.
Okay, you could say no, but what does that signal to the rest of free agency, the rest of the organizations out there, that the 49ers who got all these players and now they're not even going to pay their quarterback who earned a payday? That comes across as cheap, Coz.
It might come across as cheap, but it also has to come across as realistic. I'll again use the Jacksonville Jaguars as an example. Trevor Lawrence is the number one, the exact opposite. Number one overall guy, they gave him the money. You know what they're doing now? Having a hard time finding talented players around him to keep him safe as a quarterback and to find skill set guys who can catch his passes. I think for the 49ers, they realize we got Mr. Irrelevant. He's good. Let's not take it away from him. He's been very good at what he has done. Doesn't have the greatest arm strength, but is super smart, maybe smart in the top 10 of smart quarterbacks in the National Football League. But can you get someone else to run the same scheme in a smart fashion? My deal is the reason he's good is because they had so much talent around him in their prime when they had Ayuk when he was healthy, when they had Deebo Samuel when he was healthy, when they had a great running game going behind him, when Kittle was great. Remember when Kittle was the seventh best player in the National Football League as voted by his peers? When they had the most talent, skill set guys around him, he flourished. I think in order to do that, you cannot afford to give him $60 or $50 million a year. I honestly think he's got to come in, not in a Baker Mayfield $25 million a year, but a far more affordable in the $45 million range, because that will help them keep him, one, safe, and two, give him the talent around him to make plays.
I completely agree. Coase, the word I use is discerning. So, for example, you're a man that's lived a little. You used to live in Danville. A house in Danville is not the same price point as a house. And I'm just going to use, for example.
Just say where he's at. Is staring out in Tennessee.
Like in the boondocks, though. Like, they're just different. The prices are different. There's tiers to this.
Let's say Lodi. Let's say it's not Lodi.
Exactly.
Let's use that.
And okay, same thing. A Lamborghini costs significantly more than a Honda Civic, right? And I'm not saying he's a Honda Civic, but there's levels to this.
Don't
and
sleep on the Honda Civic. Hey, those are reliable.
But there's also
don't
a budget.
Sleep like that. And you know what? Hey, Spadoni, you're making his case. They're reliable.
Exactly.
So is Brock Purdy.
Exactly.
Right?
He is.
Exactly.
But he's a high end. He's more of like an Acura. I'm not going Honda Civic. He's more of an Acura.
But for an Acura, I'm not going to pay Lamborghini price point.
No, you're not.
And so,
he's a Toyota Camry. He's a Camry easily.
Yeah. Coase, you know what's great about this is I completely agree with you on this
one. Ford Maverick.
God, we miss you so much. Did you know 10 years ago in January was the famous interview between you and Jim Tomsula?
Oh, no,
I didn't know that.
10 years ago in January. Yeah, we were thinking about that the other day. And, I mean, come on, Jim. I mean, that's got to be one of the highlights of your career.
Put me on the map. Put me on the map. No question. I think we were on Jimmy Kimmel for that interview. It was hilarious. Somehow they played that interview on Jimmy Kimmel. My sister, because we were on the West Coast. She's in the Central Time Zone. She was watching it and saw me. And she goes, why are you on Jimmy Kimmel? I said, well, I don't know. Why am I on Jimmy Kimmel? So, yeah, that was That was such a sorry turn. Because I went into the interview. I don't have any, grudge or axe to grind or anything. So I was asking him questions, and he was answering them in a really weird, bad fashion. And so I did get a little antagonistic, and then he tried to answer a question, and I realized he's not being a jerk. He doesn't have the skill set to answer these questions because he knows Trent Baalke's listening to every word that he says. He wasn't a bumbling idiot. He was just put in a bad position by the organization, and he couldn't be him. So I actually kind of took my foot off the gas pedal and pumped the brakes a little because it was getting embarrassing. Tim Kawakami walked out of the room.
Oh,
it was so embarrassing.
Oh, my
he
gosh.
Couldn't even stand in the room when I did the interview. He told me afterwards, he goes, I couldn't listen to it. It was making my skin crawl. It was so bad for the guy.
Coase.
So that's how rough that day was.
Coase, here we go. What do you got? You got something, Spadoni?
So apparently, the producer extraordinaire, Sam Lubin, who's going to be broadcasting in a couple weeks from Freedman's Appliance.
He's got the best hair in the industry.
He's a lubber, not a fighter. That's a four there, Coase. That's a four.
He had that on day one.
Real quick, did you hear that humble flex? I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. I don't know. Maybe it was.
Yeah, I know.
You knew absolutely
that.
It was on Jimmy Kimmel. You just want to say, I don't know, maybe it was. Jim to the third power.
I love you, Coase. I miss you so much.
Jim Coasemore. But this is a couple of years ago, there's a Shasky and Coase bet on Trey Lance versus Mac Jones. Let's all revisit it just 4 years ago.
So I want to.
Because you love Mac Jones.
Yeah, because you love Mac Jones. And so I'll put that one to the side. We'll figure out what we want to do there. But the one I'm most intrigued with, okay? And maybe it's I pay for a nice dinner for you and your wife or whatever.
Okay.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper in Tennessee, too. So the way I look at this, I got Trey Lance across the board. His statistics will be more robust than Mac Jones.
Oh. Well, let's see. I would say the second one. Well, Trey Lance isn't going to finish the season out, so I think Mac Jones has an easy chance of beating him there.
Not going to finish the season out.
He was right. He didn't finish the season.
I owe you dinner.
He didn't finish it.
Thank you.
I owe you.
I cannot wait. Here I come, Cork and Cow, everybody, right here in Franklin, Tennessee. I'm going to send the bill to Shasky.
No, please do. I'll get you some dinner. I'm dead serious on this. I hope you and your family are doing well. I do miss
great.
You.
We miss you, Coase.
Yeah, I miss you guys a lot, but I get to stay close by using that Odyssey app, listening in on you guys. Love hearing it.
It's
love
free,
show.
Too. Did you know that? It's free. It's great.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Spadoni, I loved it when you got the call to come in and do the morning show. I love the Two Cups of Joe. It's really good stuff. I'm really enjoying it. I God bless all you guys. I'll tell you, I'm so thankful for the time I had to work with both you guys and everyone there at the station, but also work in the Bay Area. They're the best fans around, so it's been really cool.
Oh, I miss you.
No,
I
we appreciate
you,
it, Coase. Yeah. We know you're still doing great work with Freeman's. They got their red tag clearance sale in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Sam Lubman, Mark Grandy are going to be out there live. I know you'll join them on the over there. So can't wait, man. Hey, Coase, appreciate it, man.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Anytime, guys. I hope you. I hope it all goes well for you guys, and I miss you all and love you all. So take care, and I love you.
See you. That's Jim Cozumel, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests, 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. That's our little genie in the lamp game. We're going to be doing that from time to time. You know,
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.